Somly swear?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, I like to travel. And I got myself in some hot water.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I was with a bunch of friends in China, and something happened. And a crime occurred. Now, I didn't report the crime.
Why?
Because I was afraid.
Oh my God.
So before I tell you my story, I want to hear other people's stories too. Did you not report a crime? Did you look the other way?
Yeah, because some people don't want to be involved. Yet if you're like me, I'm the first one that loves calling 911.
Right. And really, if you see something, you should say something. Yeah. I know that's a big thing.
Yeah. But
So I'm in China with a bunch of my girlfriends. And we end up going to their, like, black market area of the market.
Well, this is already starting off really well.
Shady, right?
Yeah.
So you can buy, like, fake, you know, designer bags and that sort of thing. Well, they take you up in these little elevator shafts into these little rooms. And you get to pick, you know, what you want. And then they ring you up afterwards. Well, I start hearing rustling. And I'm probably with, like, 10 girls.
Uh-huh.
I hear bags rustling. And I look over, and one of my girlfriends is shoving fake bags into another bag.
No, she is not.
Yes.
Just stealing right there.
Just stealing. Now, in my mind, I'm freaking out because I'm like, if we get caught in here, number one, nobody's around.
Sure.
It's us 10 girls, these people that own this place, and we're buying fake designer bags. Like, they're not calling the cops.
Yeah.
So I tried not to panic.
Yeah, you're right. Like, if it's fake bags, they're not calling the police. Right. They're going to take care of matters in their own hands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I like, freak out, and I'm like, oh, hey, Lisa, she doesn't feel so well, so I'm going to take her outside. So whoever wants to come with me, you know, come on with me. I'm trying to distract from the situation, not draw attention to it.
Sure.
So I get, like, 7 girls outside, and I tell the other 3 girls, like, hey, as soon as you come out, you need to call me. So we get outside, and we are waiting for, like, 45 minutes go by. An hour goes by.
Oh, boy.
An hour and a half goes by. Now I'm freaking out because I'm like, these girls got caught. They're dead somewhere lying in a ditch.
In a different country.
Right. So I have to go back to the hotel, tell the authorities that my girlfriends are missing. I don't want to tell them the situation.
Sure.
And now I have half of Hong Kong out looking for these girls.
So did you actually call the authorities?
To tell them the girls were missing. I didn't tell them how this whole thing started.
So you didn't be like, oh, hey, my friends were in the black market area.
No.
Stealing already black market things.
No, I did not.
No way.
I'm not friends with those girls anymore because you put my life in danger, but I didn't tell on them.
You know, yeah, and I've had friends who don't want to be involved, and it's because of that, like, they don't want to, like, go to court and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if they see a car accident, or if they witnessed a car accident, they don't pull over because they don't want to have to go and testify.
Right. You got to be at work in 15 minutes.
I love it. I do. I want to be the first one to call 911. I want to get my statement put on paper.
The key witness.
Of course. I get the day off of work because I have to go to court. I think it's fantastic. What did you report the crime or did you look the other way? We want to hear your story. All right. So we were talking about Lorraine had this crazy thing happen to her in China where she was with a bunch of girlfriends. Her friends ended up stealing black market pocketbooks and purses and stuff. And these are, it's already bad because it's black market, so they're not going to call the police. They kind of deal with that in their own way. And so her friends went missing for 6 hours. So she called, Lorraine called the police to even to report them missing. So we wanted to know, what did you report? Why did you not report it? Are you one of those people that hate getting involved? Do you love getting involved like me? Calling 911 like immediately. We want to bring Audra from Lincolnton to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Audra, what happened to you?
Well, I grew up in Kansas City in the bad part of town where there was, like, gangs and everything.
Yeah.
So I was walking around our neighborhood, and I witnessed a hit and run. And these gang members had hit this car, a parked car, and backed up, looked at me, and gave me this look like, do not say a word look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I just continued to finish my walk and go inside. And about 4 or 5 hours later, my grandma called me downstairs because someone was at the door, and it was the cop.
Oh.
And she was like, I know you were outside earlier. Did you happen to see anything? And I was like, nope.
Nope, didn't see anything.
How do you know? Because I've read some of the articles here in Charlotte, and I guess we have gang members in certain parts mm-hmm. of the like. How do you know what a gang member looks like? Is there something I need to look out for?
I don't know, honestly.
Mine was I knew it because one of my friends, it was their brother. So he was young, and you know we were young. I think we were like 10, so of course we weren't involved in it. But his older brother, and it was his older brother, so I knew not to say anything.
Yeah, especially when, like, I guess if you would know the other person, too, that makes it a little awkward, which is why I didn't report my girlfriends. You know what I mean? Like, right. I didn't want to start beef, which it totally did anyway. And they were fine, by the way.
Yeah, they were. They were
fine. They found them. Their phones had died. Shocker.
Yeah. I would never know what a gang member looks like. And that's like the mafia. I was up in New York with me, and you think this Charlotte was a big enough city for me to handle. Me going to New York, I got called names. I was taking pictures with the mannequin mascot people at Times Square, which evidently you're not supposed to do.
Well, they want tips if you do.
Yeah.
So. You know, Roy just didn't know the culture of New York.
And like every person that I ran into that was like Tony Domino, I was like, he's part of the mafia. Like, I know. You know what I mean? Like, I was so skeptical of every Italian person in New York City.
Thanks, Roy.
I really was. I'm like, it's probably part of the mafia. It's a thing. Well, Audra, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Oh, no problem. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you, Audra.